Before we continue, one of the ways we keep all of our content for you, the listener, free of charge is our amazing sponsors, and today, Anchor is one of those sponsors. If you haven't heard about Anchor, it's the easiest way to make a podcast. Let me explain. It's free, there's creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcasts right from your phone or computer. Anchor is going to distribute your podcast for you so it can be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and everywhere podcasts are listened to, and you can even make money from your podcast with no minimum listenership. It's everything you need to make a podcast in one place. Download the free Anchor app or go to Anchor. FM to get started.
On Project Runway All-Stars, it's a family affair. The challenge is to create looks for modern families. We go from confident to confused, and we say goodbye to no one. Stay with us.
You're tuned in to AfterBuzz TV, the ESPN of TV talk. Now, let the buzz begin.
What's up, everybody? This is Project Runway All-Stars, the after show, and we're getting down to the wire. Competition is getting tight. We've got four contestants. So, first of all, we want to introduce the lovely panel. I'm Haley J. To my left.
Hey, guys. I'm Princess Carol. Happy to be here. We're down to the final four.
I can't believe it. This is flying by.
I know. And I'm Katie Thompson, everybody. Hello.
All right, so tonight the designers are creating fashion three looks for modern families. We're going to see some confusion in the workroom where they're not only trying to please their client, but they're also trying to stay true to a designer and, you know, no big deal, but win the competition. So there's a lot to juggle in this one. And then we get that twist at the end where no one is sent home. So they said for the first time, we have four finalists that this is going to make. You would think it's kind of like a good thing, and for a moment it feels good, but then for the judges or for the contestants, they're probably freaking out because they're like, okay, well, that was, we even said, we're like, well, was what was the point of this week? So I think it's kind of like messing with them to make it a little bit more pressure in their mind. So what did we think of this? Oh, and of course, we've got our special segment, Pass or Purchase, which will be a little different because I don't think all of us would wear what a young boy might wear. But we're going to give our best judgment of what we think maybe the average consumer might purchase based on what we like. We'll figure it out. So what do you guys think of the episode tonight?
For me, I wasn't impressed. I think it's another episode where people, I just felt like they overthought it.
Really?
Like, I thought they overcomplicated it. It's a family photo, like, put everyone in a cohesive look. I don't know. I just felt like they just made it a little too complicated, or the designers made it a little too complicated.
I was originally not looking forward to this challenge, but I had a really good time watching it, and I was entertained, because I feel like half the time the challenges, I'm like, okay, well, like, let's get to it. But I was really entertained because there was so much going on. Everybody seemed equally stressed out, so I liked that, too, that it didn't, like, everybody didn't know exactly where they were going with it.
See, I actually liked this episode a lot. I like to see how we solve them with their family members and a little bit more background of, because we kind of forget that they have lives outside of the competition. We see them only focusing on the outfits, but, you know, we don't know the outside stresses they're going through. And I'm sure that takes a toll being away from everyone you know and missing your family. That's a lot. Yeah. And being in that, you're kind of like the hamster in this room, just spinning and spinning, creating these designs. So I liked to see that a little bit more. And then I like to see them have to target a specific person, because I think a lot of times when the designers, they'll design their looks, and then if the people, the general public, want to buy it, they can, but they had to really tailor the outfit for each specific person, which I think creates a challenge in itself. So I don't know. I did like that. And then, of course, the challenge was to design fashion for not one, but three family members. So right off the bat, what'd you guys think when you heard that they're not doing one but three looks?
I was excited. I kind of wish that, and I brought this up with Katie, I kind of wish that one of the families would have had an adult male, because it would have been, we've seen them make women's looks the entire season or even gender neutral, but it would have been cool to see one of the designers make an outfit for a guy. I think the closest was Dimitri, and I mean, we'll get into my thoughts about that later. But yeah, it was cool to just see what they would come up with. Again, I thought that they just made it a little too complicated, but you know, we'll get into it when we start talking about the designers.
Can we talk about Dimitri, though? Like, those pants on, let's get into that boy. Yeah, I can't.
All of his pants.
It's, well, and he even said, like, you guys want to do dresses then for the girls? And they're like, no, I want, and he was like, ugh, now I have to make pants. And then the giant pants that he made with that velvet.
Mm. I guess back to Princess's point, though, that that is a challenge for them when they're typically dressing females that wear dresses. So that is different. And when you first said that to me, I was like, well, aren't guys, and no shade to guys, but I feel like guys' looks can typically be more simplified than a woman's look, just from what the guys I hang out with, but it, mean, it seems like pretty basic. But I think it was more of a challenge to have to, I don't know, create pieces for kids and things like that, because that is outside of the norm of what most of them do, except Michelle. Michelle seemed to really know how to read her family. Do you guys think when she said, you know, I was trying to fool the grandma into wearing the look that I wanted her to wear and it worked, was that a cover-up, or do you think that was actually her plan this whole time?
I think it may have been real, just because she loved those pants so much, but then, she did love those pants.
She did just happened to have them ready to go.
Well, she had them in the beginning.
Getting away from them because of Anne's comments.
Right, but she liked them in the beginning, and then Anne's like, meh, 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 and then she's like, okay.
Oh, she needed an excuse to go back to what she
She's like, I'll make the black, I'll make the blue, but I really want to go back to you, and she did. And you
liked that little rhyme.
I didn't mean to, but it happened.
Interesting. Yeah, I think Anne brought up some really good points, and I would love to get you guys' thoughts on it too. Like, do you feel like the designer spent too much time focused on what the families wanted and not enough time thinking about the fact that this is a competition? They're supposed to showcase their skill sets and their point of view. Like, what were you guys' thoughts on that?
I think that is the most challenging part of the challenge, trying to find that happy medium of still saying, I'm a designer, this is what I do, I'm confident in the decisions I'm going to make. At the same time, I know my clothes are going to be reflected in how the person wearing them feels.
Right.
So I can see where, and the, they know that the families are going to keep it. They want them to like it. And we even saw Bedell saying, this is the moment that I love being a designer, when you see a person light up by putting on a piece of clothing you created for them. So I think if I were in their shoes, even though I was the designer, I think I would, especially when they're right in front of you, you know, it's not like you see them, you know, blindly picking out clothes on a rack or something. They're talking with you. They're making decisions with you. So I think if I were in their shoes, I would want to tailor it towards them. But would you be different, or what do you think?
I don't know. I agree. I think it's pretty complicated. I mean, I think it's about Dimitri. I feel like he has a clear point of view. And I think he kind of got lost in that and put out this frumpy outfit that he had on. I think her name is Tess. It was not flattering. I feel like he could have brought Dimitri's or his own skill set. So, like, he usually makes things that I feel like are very flattering for a woman's body.
Right.
And I feel like it just kind of went out of the door. Like, oh, I'm just going to make this. She doesn't want to wear a dress, so I don't know what to do anymore. And it's like, still bring Dimitri to it and still make it in a way that it's not a dress, but it can still flatter her body. I don't know. What were your thoughts?
Yeah, just because she doesn't want a dress doesn't mean they have to be pants that resemble a dress in a way. Because I felt like he was kind of copping out and doing the palazzo pant, because it's like it's the same full, like, shape. But I also think that even if a model were to wear that outfit, it still wouldn't look cute. Like, it doesn't matter who's in that outfit. It's just, it's not going to look good. And I hated all of his pants. His pants were just a disaster. And I love him so much. And he's really disappointed me these past 3 weeks, I have to say. Last week's dress was absolutely horrible. I loved the black dress, though, that he did. So, but of course, it's a dress. It's a Dimitri dress. That's all he does.
Sticks to what he knows.
Dimitri dress.
But we do love him. And speaking of who we love you guys. So we do have a special message. Like to say, Princess, do you want to take it away?
Absolutely. So before we move on to our next designer, we would love to say thank you for making us the ESPN of TV Talk. And for us to continue to grow, we could really use you guys' help. So how can you help? If you're on YouTube right now, give us a thumbs up and subscribe. And if you're on iTunes, please give us a 5-star rating. But no matter where you are, leave us a comment so you can get involved in the conversation. Being a part of AfterBuzz TV has been such a significant portion of our lives as hosts, and we really appreciate you guys' support and allowing us to do what we love. So don't forget to tell your friends and keep enjoying our shows.
Thank you very much.
Sure.
So moving right along, we did see a lot of confusion between, sometimes we see it just one designer getting a little antsy, but Irina was not shy to say that she noticed it from Bedell. She noticed, I'm going to rhyme again, noticed it from Michelle. And then, you know, we saw Dimitri getting lost. So Irina kind of seemed like the only one that was super confident in her look.
Shocking.
Right?
She always is.
And that was interesting, too. We did see the backstory with her and her mom. And I have to say, and I don't want to put words in anyone's mouth, but I think sometimes maybe her persona to keep up the strength could come across as annoyed with other people. And I could see maybe where she's a little bit more fragile because of the sadness that she's feeling, if that makes sense, where you kind of project it as anger.
Yeah.
Especially hearing that sad news. I think that's why she maybe would be quicker to snap on hearing Michelle complain. And that's just me as a viewer thinking that maybe that's where, not to say it's okay.
Right.
But I think we got a better understanding of why she makes some of the comments she makes sometimes.
Yeah, it's kind of like when you watch, not to say that Irina is a villain, but sometimes when you watch movies and you hear the villain's backstory and you're like, that's why you're so angry.
Starts to make more sense.
You know? And I was happy to see another side of all of the designers. I mean, even Bedell was like, I'm not the type to miss people, but I started missing my family. And we got to see Dimitri kind of be emotional just to see a different side of him. Right. So I loved seeing them with their families.
Even seeing Anne, the way she spoke with the families, you saw the softer side of her because we've only seen Anne be the tough cookie in the room telling them what they need to improve on. So seeing her be like, work it, and being excited with the family, I liked seeing that. And I'm such like a little gusher for the cute stuff. So I'm like, that was sweet to see those family moments and kind of see the softer sides of not just the contestants, but the judges too.
Yeah, that kid break, like that little dance that he did. I loved adorable. It. I really thought, though, that shirt and jacket combo, the neon with the yellow in the shirt, doesn't go at all.
I agree. I didn't think.
I was like, oh.
I didn't think it went together. I think because of his swagger and confidence.
He could do it.
It worked. Mm-hmm. But I agree, if that look would have been maybe on a dad or an adult, I don't think it would have come across the way it did on him.
Yeah,
that's
true.
A good point. It looks like little boys' clothes. Like when my brother was younger, you would see certain outfits and it looks like a toddler outfit. Mm-hmm. And I think that was a prime example of something you would see in the kids' department. Like, these matching pants and this top.
Like, and she did say it was the first time she had done like a kid's thing. So, I give her a pass on that one.
I mean, I guess that is on brand if you are dressing a child, you're going to go for things that a child would like. And I know they had influence in what they wanted to pick out and wear. So maybe that was the whole concept. Maybe that would not have been the choice if it were to be for an older guy.
Yeah. I feel like a child, though, wouldn't gravitate towards like a crochet sweater that's got like a neon stripe coming down the front. Like, no, I don't know. Like,
you'd be surprised how bright these kids' clothes get.
I don't know how kids are these days. I don't think I would have at that age.
Yeah, I don't know.
But also, if I had a designer telling me, this is going to look great on you and you're on TV, I'd probably be like, okay, you know, like, who am I to say no?
I think he was happy to just be on the stage. Like, he seems like he likes that attention. So I was like, he was going to be happy no matter what he had.
His little pose at the end.
And they talk about how every single family member, like, was there an audition process for them to get on this? I wonder.
Oh, I'm sure.
Because there has to be. So I don't think it was like, what lucky family. There had to be something because every single family member was they were like, this is my moment.
True.
Like, I am going to be the model I've always wanted to be. And they did not seem shy. The girl who was 15 years old.
Oh, my gosh. She was amazing.
What? Like, she's got a career in modeling if she wants it because she was killing it. And then the serious look all the way across, that was really fun to see. I think it brings more life to the show when it's not just another model. It's like, we've seen this. They know what they're doing. But it was more fun to see real people, real personalities. And I think as a viewer, that's what makes you think, I can wear this too because look how they're just like me. And that makes it more relatable. And I think a story behind a look is what makes you gravitate. You know, we all have that favorite piece, and it's not just because we think we look great in it, but I think it's the memories that the pieces bring for us.
Yeah.
Especially concert t-shirts.
Right?
Oh, yeah.
There's value in the way you felt when you wore it or something you did in that outfit.
Yeah. You couldn't pay me enough to wear those bow pants, though.
Speaking of paying enough, who was it? It was Tess. The woman who said that she would not wear a dress for $1 million.
Yeah, I don't like that.
I'm like, how much do you hate a dress?
Because I know that's a lot of money to maybe turn down.
Just as much as I hate jeans.
Like, I will wear whatever you want me to wear. Well, okay, maybe not anything, but for $1 million.
There are many things I would wear.
Right.
Well, to be fair, if they were like, we're going to do a strapless dress for you, I would be like, no, we're not. We're just, we're not with my bobs. We're just not going to do a strapless. We're all set. But then he did that strap, Bedell did the strapless for that mom, and she looked incredible, and I was like, well, maybe I could do a strapless.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, so you know what, never mind. What do I know what I'm saying? I don't.
Maybe it's just finding the right fit, and then you never know. And
yeah,
and the right cut too,
right?
I love the sweetheart neckline too. Yeah, I think it was really flattering for her bust. So
it's so cool to see how a person's confidence can change just by how they feel in an outfit too.
Mm-hmm.
And then they got their hair and makeup done, and that, what a cool experience for that whole family.
Yeah.
And to do that together. And even the grandma, like, I know we're kind of jumping the gun here, but now that I brought it up, when she was on the runway, the designers told, or the judges said that that pattern was depressing. I could not have disagreed more.
Yeah,
I thought she looked great, and it wasn't a pattern I would choose, but I thought for her, it was great. Did you guys agree with the judges? Because both, I always lose their names.
Isaac.
And
Georgina
said,
nailed it.
Thank you guys. What would I do with that?
I was questioning. I was like, is it Georgina?
And this is why it's not just me up here. So both of them said that it was a depressing look, and I would not expect that comment at all.
I thought depressing was a pretty strong word choice for that. I wasn't in love with it. But I don't know if it was depressing.
Personally, so now I'm questioning if I just threw in depressing. I don't know
no,
if that
they said
was.
It. No, they said it. Okay. Yeah, they
said
like, it multiple times.
Because I know they were saying it was sad.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Personally, I thought the color for the jumpsuit, to me, I think that toned it down to a level that, I thought depressing, again, is a strong word, but I think that was a little depressing for me. Like, I would have appreciated
your depressing comments are depressing me, okay?
I'm sorry for depressing you. But if it was a brighter color, and I think one of the judges brought that up too, or just something unique about it, I don't know, it just felt like a lab coat to me. I don't know. I didn't think it was flattering.
To me, it felt like a painting.
I was going to say.
Yeah, like, painting. That's how I felt about it. I just
You're talking about the color or the lab coat looking one?
The color, the mom, the
oh,
fancy
I'm talking
grandma.
About Dylan.
Oh,
never mind.
Okay. Sorry.
I switched. Yep.
Got it. And I also don't love the way that her crotch looks in that. For some reason, one of my things is crotches on like.
Okay. It's important.
That sounds wrong. But like with pants and stuff.
Because
like every time
good.
I wear jeans, it's like there's always extra crotch. And I'm like, what are you doing? I don't understand. So with her, it was very bunchy. And then in the photo, it was hella bunchy. I just was meh about. Maybe I would have gone with the black pant. Maybe not the color, Michelle. But then the black looked really bad. I don't know. Maybe like a vest or like a shirt with that. Not a
see,
full.
We already had an hour and a half, so I'm wondering if this is just maybe things that we didn't see. I wonder what the process of them in each fitting looked like. Maybe they really just didn't have enough time to really tailor every body type. Because
yeah,
they barely have enough time with one.
That's true.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, maybe if it was a more tailored look and more structured, mm-hmm. maybe that would have been better.
Well, Dimitri even said if I had more time, you know, maybe I could have done a little here and a little there and a little there. So,
and what do we think, going back to the confusion in the workroom that we saw, what do we think about them trying to keep the looks together? Because when I first saw the challenge being presented, my mind didn't go to they need to have everything be cohesive together.
Mm-hmm.
She said they needed to be cohesive, though. Like, that was one
I
of
guess
the first
there was
things
just
she
more
said.
Emphasis on it than I really thought. I mean, you want it to go together, but I think that was one of the biggest critiques that Anne was saying. It's like,
right.
How are you going to tie this into each other?
Right, mm-hmm. And I didn't think it needed to be, like, cohesive to where it needed to look like a collection. Like, I just think that they needed to look like they belong together. But also, when I'm going out with my family and getting dressed, I'm not like, well, I better make sure I look really
What's
good with the rest
wearing?
Of my fam.
Yeah.
And, like, I don't go into every room.
But, like,
but
I guess
family
for
portraits,
portrait,
that's
you
what
true,
exactly.
True, okay.
But nowadays, it's like, let's all wear white shirts and jeans and go to the beach. So
yeah.
That is every family photo.
Yeah. I mean, that's cohesive, though. Like, even if it's just, like, the same.
The classic.
Yeah.
I thought Michelle's worked, though. I thought that they were cohesive, and they were like, these these don't work together. But I saw what she saw with the colors and the dress and with her art
suit,
if you will.
It's very interesting what they say. Sometimes I could not be more off with some of their opinions. Mm-hmm. But I guess that's what makes it fun. It's fashion. Mm-hmm. I do want to say that I loved Dimitri's line that he put out in the workplace was, I feel like, the quote I would live by, where he's like, when I wrote it down, he said, "Of course I see myself winning, but I don't really have a plan." I'm like, relatable. Where he's like, you know, of course I vision myself at the end, but right now I don't have a plan at all. And I'm like, that makes sense.
That sounds like a lot of millennials.
Right? It's like, yeah, I'm going to do well. I just don't have any idea of what first step I'm going to take.
Yeah.
And I can see that getting more and more complicated, especially when you're pulled from your norm of design to fit a child, a mom with strong opinions that are going to tell you what they don't like. And they weren't afraid either. That was a cool thing. They weren't just like, dress me, which your average model is there to do whatever you want.
Yeah.
So the fact that they had body frames that they had to work with, and they, especially, that's another thing. They're not this typical, they're real human bodies. Mm-hmm. They're not the typical small model frame. So I wonder, I'm sure as designers with their own collections, it's not something they haven't seen before, but I'm sure after doing week after week and getting used to those measurements, that was a stretch in itself.
Oh, yeah. I'm
literally
excited.
Literally and figuratively a stretch.
I'm excited, though, to go from, like, the challenge structure of them telling them what to do to now us seeing what they're going to do. Mm-hmm. And then I'll save that for predictions later. But, like, that's, I'm excited to see that shift. And I, because I love the end when we see all of the people's collections at the end. So,
yeah.
I'm very excited about it.
Yeah.
I also love when Bedell was like, well, it's not a fashion show. And then she's like, no, Bedell. It is a fashion show. Literally. And then he just goes, yep.
It's so weird. It's like, what?
But see, I think that's where the balance again comes into making the family happy. And I really like to see how much Bedell cared about seeing the confidence of the family members. Like you can tell the right reasons of someone doing something for the motives and that natural high they get from their work.
Yeah.
And you could tell how happy that made him. So I like to see that it almost seemed like he was going to put aside his title to please them. Like, he cared more about their feelings, in my opinion anyways. And then we saw the stress get to him a little bit when he was like, I'm just gonna sleep on it. And that was another really relatable thing where it's like, I can't, that was sometimes me trying to do homework to back in the day. I'm like, I'm just gonna sleep on it, can't focus on it right now.
Yeah, I think he really understood his family, and I think that could have, going back to Dimitri, I think that probably would have helped him, because I think Bedell understood each of the members, what made them different, but then also like what brought them together. And I think that, you know, paid off in the end. But I don't know. I was really disappointed in Dimitri. I was like, what's happening here?
I don't think that Tessa is going to walk away and wear that outfit ever again.
She didn't look happy about, like, I noticed the difference. Bedell's family, when they said, oh, you get to take these clothes home, they were excited.
Well, and the judges basically said, your body does not look good in that multiple times.
She's
so why
not gonna wear that.
Why would she be like, I'm going to rock this one out tonight? You know, like, they gave her no reason to feel good about it.
As a designer, how can he look at her in that and be like, yes,
right,
this is good.
Right.
Can't everybody look at her in that outfit, which you'll see her later, and it's just like, no go.
Even in the picture, she looked uncomfortable. Like, it just didn't look.
I feel like that's the classic type look where you see the vision and it could work for some people,
right,
but not your average body.
That's something I would see on like an 85-year-old grandma that's like, oh, I guess I have to get dressed for the banquet.
And I wonder if, because she wasn't so much of a girly girl, I wonder if she wasn't vibing with the pink. They didn't talk about that, but that was a thought where when they first presented that look, I'm like, if this woman hates dresses, a part of me would, and that's just me assuming, I could be completely wrong, but part of me would think that she wouldn't be crazy about a bright pink top.
Yeah. Pink velvet. Coming in hot.
I mean, I like it, but I like dresses, so I don't know how she was feeling about it.
Yeah.
And it's not like they really gave, like, personal one-on-one intros, or it would have been a three-hour episode, but I do wonder if they had more thoughts that, which I'm sure they did, that we didn't see. And then we saw that no one went home. So, of course, we're at the point now. I see you rolling your eyes.
It's a waste. Like, send somebody home.
Irene was so salty. She had nothing good to say.
She was not. Bedell, and he was like, I'm so happy. And then she was just like,
yeah, can't
just
say anything good.
Looking around on glazed eyes.
I'm at the point where I really do like them all. Sorry, Irina, but I feel like her attitude sometimes is the only reason why she wouldn't be like my first vote. But I think we're at the point where we do have real what it seems like, connections with these designers, and we were rooting for them. So it was sweet to see them not go home, but I think that's going to make that last challenge for them even more intense. And yeah. Michelle, mm-hmm. I think, really hit it home when she said, if this challenge was hard enough for them, like, only imagine what the next weeks are going to bring for us.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. The only reason I was happy they didn't send somebody home is because of who the bottom two was. That's too hard for me to choose between. Mm-hmm. But I could really do without Irina. She can just go. Thanks. Bye. I'm just not a fan. And I don't even, when they did all of their four looks, like, next to each other of their top looks, mm-hmm. I don't like Irina's stuff. I wouldn't wear aesthetic. It. I just, bye.
Yeah, I actually love most of Irina's looks. She's so broken. That's really what it is. And now that we know her story, it's like, okay, I get it. But fine, I don't know. I just hope she gets counseling. Like, she's able to work through these things.
Well, and, you know, she's not the only one that's ever gone through something. And that's where it's like, does that... And I know she did just recently get the news that her mom's cancer was worse. But at the same time, it's like, these are when you should want to let people in. And I mean, right. Everyone grieves their own way. I don't want to tell her how she should handle it, but mm-hmm. it did seem that she was bringing up comments first. It's not like she was retaliating. She was like, are you complaining again, Michelle? You know, like, Michelle wasn't even talking to her.
And exactly. Irina was complaining last week about having the pressure of being a person who finishes early, mm-hmm. you know, but...
And she can't even sit at the right sewing machine, so...
Two times. I'm not excusing her behavior. I just understand it a little bit more. And honestly, like, I really do like her clothes as much as I hate to admit it. So she just can't sit with me, but her stuff.
If she takes this cake, I am going to be so upset. It's a waste of a season for me
They don't see what happens in the workroom either, though. So it's just... They're being objective, though.
Okay.
We never know with editing. So Bedell was the winner of this challenge, and I agreed with it. And taking the cake, I think Bedell could.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I think he could. I think Michelle might. I wrote that down.
Michelle's a close one, for mm-hmm. sure.
Because all of her looks, like, all the four of them together, are just so, like, Project Runway to me. Just very, like, style, fashion, on a runway.
Thank you, guys. Are you ready to get into our special segment?
Yes.
A reminder for those listening on podcast, we will help to break down the looks as much as possible. I know we have a lot of looks with all the family members to go through tonight. But the concept is taking the final looks, and we as a panel are going to talk about whether we would pass on this or purchase with a little tweak because of the children's looks and things like that. But we're going to break it down for you guys if you're ready.
Cool.
Dive right in. All right, so the first look we had was Irina, and my notes say basic. I think that pencil skirt and blouse we've seen before, the boy was adorable, so mm-hmm. he, I think, really helped her out in this challenge. I think he was the factor that kept her floating in this. And then I do like the other blue blouse. I'm really into a big sleeve right now, so I like that. Don't necessarily know if I would wear it, but just because of... I've seen that pencil skirt and blouse look, and I like it, but this is Project Runway, so I would want something a little bit more elevated. So for that reason, I'm going to pass on Irina's look.
Mm. So I didn't notice it until Isaac pointed it out, and then now I can't not notice it, the different shades of navy.
Oh, it's bad.
Right.
It's not good.
The lace.
Yeah, so because of that, I'm going to have to pass on this. I mean... The mom's outfit in the pink, I think it's wearable. It's very practical, so I would probably buy it, you know, from JCPenney or Macy's, your local retailer.
JCPenney or retailer near you.
Yes, but yeah, I would purchase it, and just because it's super practical.
I'm gonna buy the skirt. I'm gonna buy the kids' cardigan in my size. I do enjoy it. I hate the blue sleeve situation. I don't enjoy it. I also really liked the accent, I don't know how to, of neon that the
Neon's
mom had.
Hot right now.
Yeah, the mom had on the pink shirt, just like right here.
Oh,
it's very small. You can't see it in the photo, but I really liked that. I thought that she was gonna win. I didn't think that Bedell was going to win. So, I mean, I would purchase some of it, and I would just really pass on that full blue number.
Those are half seats for you.
Yeah, it's a 50-50.
Dimitri, our boy Dimitri, is next. And the biggest critique from the judges was that they just weren't impressed with the boys. They said it was really simple. They said his white lining looked like it was a mistake. And did you guys notice that the contestants were a little bit more defensive, where in the first challenges, they were like, yes, ma'am, okay. And now this one, they're like, it is, like, Irina was like, that is the same blue. And Dimitri was like, no, I like the white. That's how I meant it. I think they're getting a little bit more confident sticking out for themselves, which I'm like, where was that sass on week one, guys? Like, mm-hmm. Bring that. Come on.
They're also more tired.
Yeah, I was going to say, they're tired and they're forgetting.
They don't care at this point. They're like, I'm going to tell you like it is. But obviously, I believe her name is Tess. They weren't crazy about the way it fit on her body. And I think the more, especially when you're a model, I think you're used to hearing critiques and you don't take it so personally when you're a normal person.
Yeah.
I think when you're on TV and judges are saying, this doesn't flatter you, you're only going to, you know, drop your posture more and not feel confident. So I think that really hurt the look as a whole because of that reason. And it's like, you're only as strong as your weakest link. If someone doesn't feel good about it, then I think it projects on the rest of them. And then the black dress I do like. That was fun. And I think it's like these looks had a lot of potential, but I don't know. I think the only reason I could purchase would be for the black dress. And I do like the pink top, not with the rest of the look. And the boys I didn't mind, but I wouldn't say it's anything that I would say, wow, a Project Runway All-Star designer created that. Yeah. Sorry, Dimitri, love you. But I do see what the judges were saying with that.
Yeah, I would have to pass on all of this. And I don't know if you guys noticed the triangle on his vest.
It's not straight.
And it also looks like it's coming out. It looks like it wasn't glued on. Right.
It's so poorly made.
Mm-hmm. So,
it does look cheap. It does look cheap.
Yeah, it's really poorly made. You can see the lining that I don't care. I think he was lying. I think that was by accident. I don't think he intended for that to be the case because it's not even on both sides. It's a hard pass. None of it.
Yeah, his pants, I can't. His crotch is jumping out at us. It's the 3D that we don't want. I can't. I hate his shirt. His sweatshirt.
That was funny, Katie.
He's the only one wearing blue, by the way. His blue pants.
Like it doesn't make any sense. And then her like ballerina style sweater thing on top. And then I mean the blue, is it blue or black? The black dress on the end. It's nice. It's very Dimitri. But as a whole, it's absolutely horrible. So I'm gonna pass on all of it. Love you, bud. But this sucked.
Then we have Bedell, our winner, and Bedell was, I really think, the most energy and the most fun. Are these completely wearable things that I would wear personally? No, but I think you could tell the confidence in the family that they liked what they were wearing. That came off so well on the runway. You had Miss Thang coming out first, and she killed it. So I think that set the tone for the rest of the family to be like, look how fun this is. You know, her pants with the bow ties. Would I wear it? Probably not, but I'm going to pass just because of the fun that they brought to the runway. They made fashion fun, and I think after seeing the backstory of Bedell struggling and then saying, you know what, I just want to have fun, that was definitely the right call because I think he got out of his own way and he created fashion and got back to the point of why he wanted to design in the first place. So purchasing this one for Bedell.
I would purchase this and then divvy it up amongst myself and my family. I have a relative that would wear the daughter's outfit with the bows and all. The bows is not for me, but I know someone who would wear it. I like the dress under the jacket more. The jacket I'm not too much of a fan of, but the black dress was the bomb for me. The jacket my brother could have, the shirt my uncle could have. So I would take this package and then just like bless all my family. Everyone gets a piece.
I am going to, I'm gonna get the black dress underneath her blue sweater. It's very Disney villainy.
I'm feeling that. I love that guy.
But I would wear his jacket. I would totally wear that. I love boys' jackets. I wear them all the time. So I'd get that, get the dress, and then I would put the teenager's one in a garbage disposal. I'm really, really, really not for
why
it.
Do they already look like they're famous? Like, I need to know, where are so they cool. now? Follow up. Because if this girl's not modeling, I'm going to be like, hey.
Oh, no, she can be a model. Just don't wear that outfit out. a lot. Yeah, just not those bow ties, please. Yeah, so.
Moving on to our final look is Michelle. And this is where we got the critique about the fabric and textiles being a more depressing look, which I think the grandma was the selling point again. I loved it. I was not crazy about the dress. The girl's dress mm-hmm. at all. Mm-hmm. I'm trying to describe it for those at home, and it's kind of even hard. There's so much going on. She had the really big sleeves. She had the horizontal patterns, and it was just, I felt like it was too heavy. It was like too much fabric. I was not into that at all. The suit was cool, but I'm shocked that Bedell didn't make that one. That is clearly his favorite outfit yeah. of this season. But I think as far as making each person feel comfortable, they seem to have their voice, and I think Michelle did a good job in doing that. And the grandma was just so cute. So for that, I'm going to purchase just because I disagree with the judges. I think it was happy. I think she projected so much happiness down the runway. She was having so much fun. And I think if she felt at all sad by the pattern, she wouldn't have done that. So yeah. I'm going to pass. I'm going to purchase.
Yeah, depressing is such a strong word. I was like, I don't know if I agree with that. I would pass on it. I am not in love with the dress I'm not in love with any of these outfits. I'm not opposed to the grandmom's pattern. Like, I don't think there's a problem. I don't have a problem with it. It's a pass for me. I'm not in love with it.
I earlier said that this was cohesive. It's not. None of these go together at all. It could be the photo, but this is a terrible photo, right? Like, they don't look like it's not a good family portrait photo.
Just like
photo.
Take away the dress and the other two do.
Yeah.
But,
I mean,
yeah, pocket square kind of brings in the grandma, right. but the other dress,
Or like maybe if Michelle had made a shirt underneath of the fabric for grandma and then put it underneath the jumpsuit, like that would have been great. And then it would have made it all together. Love Michelle. I liked a lot of this during the show, but I don't like any of it now. So I would pass. But I loved grandma. Grandma gets 10 out of 10
grandma
just for being amazing.
Grandma takes it home.
Yeah, she wins all of Project Runway All-Stars. So, spoiler alert, it's grandma.
I hope that's a grandma, and I didn't make that assumption.
No, she's a grandma.
Okay, good. Okay, good.
That wrap of the looks, again, we saw that no one went home tonight. So this leaves us to our AfterBuzz predictions.
Now, your AfterBuzz TV predictions.
I think at this point we can only say the obvious. We are going to find out our soon-to-be overall global winner. So yes. I don't think the stakes get any higher. And I just think if there is any time to bring the energy, it's going to be coming up. Because now is their time to prove themselves and really leave it out on the floor.
Yeah. So you think Bedell will take it?
I think my money's on Bedell.
Okay.
My money is also on Bedell.
Oh. I mean, I love Irina. Them and all. But I want Michelle to take it.
I do like Michelle.
Dimitri. I love him, but he's disappointed me a little bit in the past, like, 4 or 3 weeks.
He's just becoming, I think, predictable.
Yeah, and that's my issue with Michelle. I like it, so
Our predictions are that Dimitri is predictable. Well, thank you guys so much for watching with us. We can't wait to see you next week and figure out who's going to take the crown coming up shortly here. So, I am Haley J. You can find me on Instagram and Twitter at HeyJ, H-A-Y-J _.
You guys can find me on Instagram at Princess Carol TV. I'm also on After Shows for The Voice, World of Dance, and Turn Up Charlie.
And you can find me everywhere at Little Baby Kate. So make sure to check out my podcast. See you next Tuesday. It's available on iTunes, Stitcher, and katiethompson.la. And I'm also on the Vanderpump Rules After Show, so check it out.
Bye, guys.
Bye.
Our founder, Kevin Undergaro, and me, Maria Menounos, would like to thank you for tuning in to AfterBuzz TV. Remember, we're not just the first, we're the biggest in the world, and we're the only destination for all your favorite TV shows. Whatever you crave, we've got it. So go to AfterBuzzTV.com and check out our lineup. Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.